Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hey, welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Yes, shaking his head when I said drink blue and white, is Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. I'm Andy Shea. We got a full hour of Penn State football for you. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We really appreciate you catching on with us here at the Keystone Sports Network. The third member of our on-air team, Ross the Boss, Mr. Ross Tucker, will be back this week to hammer me, and he will join us coming up shortly. We're going to kick off with some news and notes, Bob, followed by Tucker's Tape. Brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They're your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is brought to you by our good friends at 409TailgateClub.com. That will power quarter number three. And we'll close out the show. We're going to close strong this week. I think this is your idea. It's James Franklin's spring practice to-do list. I like that.
I got a couple things. I think we'll have some
very different answers on this too.
Yeah, I'll see what Ross thinks about it. So, first of all, Bob, how you doing?
I'm good. I can't say time flew, but it is remarkable to me that, you know, the start of spring practice is
right around the corner,
couple weeks away. The blue white game this year is it the 12th or the 13th, whatever that Saturday is. So it's a little bit early. I think just a little bit earlier. Usually it's mid to late April. Before you know it, the draft is going to be here, and they've got a lot of guys who should go in the draft. So I just think that we're starting getting to the meat of the Penn State season.
Speaking of the draft, the NFL Combine is underway, Bob, and Penn State has seven players taking part. The on-field workouts began Friday, March 1st. They run through Monday, March 4th. Depends on your position when you do the on-field part of it, but you got the medical tests, the mental tests, the interviews. You got strength and athleticism tests. You got a little time on the field. Just to run them over, the Penn State guys at the 2019 NFL Combine, Ryan Bates, Kevin Givens, Connor McGovern, Sharif Miller, Trace McSorley, Miles Sanders. Am I missing somebody?
I think that's six.
That's six.
McGovern, Bates, Amani Arawarie.
See, it's that math thing again. There we go.
Did you mention Amani?
I did not. Amani O. It is. It's seven.
He's the last guy to work out, and I would say the heavy favorite to be the first player picked in the draft. So you might want to get familiar with him.
So stick around with us.
Amani's an incredible story, by the way. One of the most incredible stories of James Franklin's tenure here. If you think about where he came from, and even as far as a couple years back, and scouts love him. He had a great Senior Bowl. He's got the measurables. He did have a good final year. He actually was pretty good in 2017, and there's a chance he could slide into the first round, but I don't think he's going to go. I think he's a top 50 player. He absolutely is.
So in quarter number two, stick around with us. Ross Tucker will break down all seven Penn State players.
Seven, Andy.
At the NFL Combine. My question for you, Bob, is who amongst that group, including Amani O, I don't know if you tipped your hat or not.
No.
Who's the one or two guys that you're sort of following? You're going to follow them through the Combine. You're going to see what's written about them. You're going to follow them and see when they get drafted, the whole nine yards. Which are the one or two guys that you're kind of following?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you three.
Gotcha.
The guy that I think has the biggest upside, believe it or not, is Sharif Miller. I think that Sharif, if he tests well, if you look at his Penn State career, he and Etor were 1 and 1A, and Etor has a chance to be, if he takes another step forward, to be a definite first round conversation guy. I think that Sharif, he was a very good all around defensive end. There wasn't a lot he couldn't do. And I think that, you know, I was thinking maybe mid rounds for him, and it still might be, but I think if he has a good combine, I think he can really, really help his stock. And the other two guys that I think it's the guys that have the most to prove for whatever reason, it's Ryan Bates, because I don't think he is in the same category as Connor McGovern. And, you know, 2 years ago, we probably never would have thought that. We would have thought that Ryan Bates probably had the bigger future, but it's Connor who's taking the biggest steps. And Kevin Givens, absolutely. I think there's a lot of Penn State fans that are still not sure why he left school a year early, because he really, the production was never consistently there. He had some issues. But I do think from a physical standpoint, he's an NFL player. So I just want to see how the NFL decides to kind of slot him, because there's a pro and there's a con checklist for Kevin Givens, and those are my three guys.
I'm following Amanio and Miles Sanders. And it's for one reason only, because the head coach of my favorite NFL team, new head coach, and his scouting staff have targeted a couple of these guys, mainly Miles Sanders and Amanio.
So they've already punted on that USC running back after 1 year, Ronald Jones?
I think they have punted a little bit on Ronald Jones, because it went backwards from college in his first year. And I think if you think about Bruce Arians' offense,
yeah,
doesn't Miles Sanders kind of look like he fits in that
offense? I saw – so one of the guys that I forget who it was. I think it was Daniel Jeremiah. One of the guys that I really like that do the combine and they evaluate players, they comped Miles Sanders. And I have a comp for him, and I would be interested to see what Ross thinks. But his comp for Miles Sanders, and I think it's really a nice compliment, is Devonta Freeman.
Yeah.
For the
Falcons.
That's
a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Because the all-around back doesn't have to come off the field, physical player. And if he is a version of that, I think he's set himself up for a nice payday.
Well, the one, you know, I read all the stuff about my team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and one of the things that they're – Amanio and Miles Sanders are on their radar for the top three or four rounds.
It'd be great for Amani because he's from Tampa.
He is. That is true. That is true. That would be a good fit. So you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea, quarter number one. News and notes. We talked a little bit about the NFL Combine. Let's talk about, what would a show be in the off season if we didn't have a little portal chat, right? I mean, this year, what would it be? So wide receiver Cam Sullivan Brown, who was it like 2 weeks ago, put himself in the transfer portal, is no longer in the transfer portal, according to reports. He is the second Penn State player to enter the transfer portal and then come out, joining Lamont Wade. Both are underclassmen and would have been forced to sit out a year. So they figure Penn State's better than trying to sit out a year. It's interesting that the guys that went in that were not grad transfers are both now back out.
I just find it interesting. Like, where did they think they were going to play? Did they think that a bigger school wanted them and were prepared to let them sit out a year? Or did they have another school in mind that was a lower school? I just don't understand some of the thought process. Neither one of these guys had really established themselves at Penn State.
Right.
They weren't really a coveted potential free agent, if you will. There's been some good players that have done that, but they've been guys that have had an equally good player, like the quarterbacks at their position. But for Lamont and Cam Sullivan Brown to leave this early, it didn't really add up. And I just wonder, especially Cam Sullivan Brown, why did he come to this decision this late and then, you know, within 10 days turn it around and say, that's not going to work.
And, you know, there was... I mean, he had a good spring. He got on the field. They didn't use him a lot. But
well,
he had
I think
a good
that's
spring.
The. I think he knows that he's facing an uphill.
He's uphill
climb.
Battle. Yeah, I mean, he's the most veteran guy in the wide receiver room now anymore. But I don't know that matters all that much. So anyway, let's keep moving on. Christian Hackenberg lost his starting job in the AAF. I mean, it's the AAF, and I get it. But I mean, you were rooting for him. You're like, okay, I'm going to watch him. I'm going to hope he does okay. And I watched the first game as well.
It was more 2015 for me, that last month of his Penn State career, where he looked a little bit lost. He missed throws. Now, I know it wasn't all his fault, and I know he did have some good throws, but in that league – There's other quarterbacks that they got to take a look at as well. It's developmental, and I do feel like he was given a pretty nice shot to show what he can do, and he just wasn't good enough this time.
I mean, Mike Singletary was his coach. He was replaced by former LSU quarterback Zach Mettenberger as a starter for Memphis, and I mean, if you can't keep a starting job there, then that should be writing on the wall. So anyway, all right, let's keep going. Sunday morning, 9 a.m.
Yes.
ESPN, Penn State fans, watch or set your DVR for ESPN, because it's going to be a moving and very well done piece. It's an E60, right?
Correct.
On Former Penn State great and NFL star Matt Millen, diagnosed with a rare heart disease, amyloidosis, last year. Well, yeah, in early in 2018, he was diagnosed. He did receive a heart transplant Christmas Eve, I believe, and they've been following him around. I guess Howie Long's going to be in on it.
Yep, Jeremy Schapp's going to kind of do the he put something on, I think, social media a couple weeks ago. He was visiting with Matt, so you knew that there was something in the works. I consider him. I just call Matt Millen Penn State great. I don't say former. I just think in my mind he's just a Penn State great.
He's a Penn State great. I mean, we'll learn on Sunday when you get to watch it. They do a good job of those things, and Jeremy Schapp's really good. He inherited his dad's pipes, and he's really good at what he does. Have you heard anything about Matt? How he's doing? Does he plan on returning to
only
the broadcast
what's booth? Only what's been on the social media? He just seems like he is very obviously very appreciative. It sounds like the surgery went very well. I think the story of what he went through. This was years in the making. He just didn't know what it was. He was starting to, he had felt something was off as like five years ago, and they finally found it. But for him to spend really like 3 months in the hospital after, it was literally after he called the Appalachian State game, the Penn State Appalachian State game. Right after that, he stepped aside, and he needed to do that to kind of conserve his strength and hopefully get ready for this. And he lived in a hospital for, 3 months, and he's a very spiritual man, and things are hopefully going to work out for him. And I would love to see him one day back as an announcer, because he's really good at it. But I'm just happy for him, and I think that Penn State fans are really going to enjoy this thing that airs at 9 o'clock Sunday morning on ESPN.
Yeah, the rare disease he had. If he doesn't get a new heart, he does not win his battle for sure. That is 100% clear. All right, one more note in the final minute, a couple more notes before we get out in the final minute. Penn State Pro Day will be March 19th in State College. I think most of the NFL Combine guys come back but don't do much there, correct? Unless they test poorly.
Yeah, they stand. If they do well, I think they stand on what they did at the Combine. If there's some things they want to improve upon, I think that's what you'll see them do there.
There's a handful of guys from Penn State who that will be their sort of NFL showcase workout. But all the guys come back. You'll be up there.
Sure.
And the last one is March 13th. Coach James Franklin has his official press conference to kick off spring practice. A lot of dodging.
You think he's going to change his mind and name Sean Clifford the starter?
Well,
that would be something, wouldn't
it? That would make my assertions look good. But yeah, I do not. So, all right, that'll do it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. Stick with us. Ross Tucker joined us. Tucker's Tape is next.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.